Okay, so let me start. So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you to our valued shareholders and all participants to today's conference call. I'm Hari Krishnan, serving as Chief Operating Officer at Bima. I'm joined by my colleague, Dinesh Pahwa, our Head of Finance, who will take you through the financials and operational highlights of the year 2025. I'm proud to report that 2025 was another year of robust growth for Bima. Our recognized Takaful contribution rose 28% compared with the previous year, reaching 605.2 million Qatari riyals, driven by a strong performance across all major segments and ongoing strength of our underwriting practices. On shareholder front, the net profit increased by 13% year on year to 95.6 million Qatari riyals, fueled by a solid investments, returns, and higher income from the Takaful operations. Beyond the headline numbers, we focused on strengthening the fundamentals and making Bima resilient and customer centric. We redefined our process and service delivery to enhance satisfaction retention across key business lines. At the same time, we rolled out modern customer-first capabilities, improving accessibility, flexibility, engagement with our Takaful protection, while remaining fully compliant with the Sharia principles and regulatory standards. These initiatives are laying foundation for a stronger, more resilient Bima that aligns with the aspirations of Qatar National Vision 2030. Building on these efforts, we also place strong emphasis on sustainability and social responsibility. This included the continued support for educational and professional development initiatives, the expansion of our scholarship programs, and further progress in workforce nationalization. With Qatarization reaching 32% during the year, in parallel, we continue to oversee environmental and social practices across organizations to ensure they remain aligned with our long-term objectives. We also take this pride in the strength of our governance and governance framework and resilience of our capital base, both of which continue to anchor our progress. These pillars are essential not just navigating the present, but sustaining a long-term value for reinforced stakeholder trust. With this, I'll now hand over to Dinesh, who will walk you through the financial performance in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Hari, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to walk you through Bima's financial performance for the full year of 2025. Before we turn to the numbers, I would like to briefly note that our financials continue to reflect the adoption of FAS 43, the new accounting standard governing the recognition and measurement of Takaful and re-Takaful arrangements. This standard, implemented at the beginning of the year, enhances the transparency and comparability of our reporting. As previously noted, certain year-on-year figures were restated as a part of the transition with no impact to Bima's underlying financial performance or capital position. With that in mind, let me now walk you through the highlights. Starting with slide 5 of the investor presentation, recognized Takaful contributions increased year on year by approximately 28% to 605.2 million Qatari riyals. Growth was recorded across all core business lines, with Takaful and health segment delivering the strongest increase, rising from 238.6 million to 296.2 million Qatari riyals. In terms of contribution mix, Takaful and health remained the largest segment at 296.2 million Qatari riyals, followed by motor at 151.2 million Qatari riyals, and fire and general accident at 140.3 million. Our marine and aviation segment also recorded a notable increase, reaching 17.5 million Qatari riyals, representing a 98% increase compared to the previous year. Overall, this performance reflects both strong momentum in business acquisition and broad-based strength of our portfolio. With regards to the Takaful gross margin, a decrease of 16% was recorded in 2025 as compared to the previous year, ultimately due to year-on-year increase in recognized Takaful costs and re-Takaful net results. Turning to slide 6, total income of shareholders rose 33% compared to the previous year, reaching 190.9 million Qatari riyals. This performance was supported by 33% increase in Wakala, a 32% growth in the Mudarib share, and a 23% rise in net investment income. Consequently, shareholders' net profit increased 13% to 96 million Qatari riyals, with the earning per share rising from 0.42 Qatari riyals to 0.48 Qatari riyals year on year. On slide 7, we can see that the fair value of our investment portfolio reached approximately 1.026 million Qatari riyals, which is 1.026 billion Qatari riyals. During 2025, portfolio remained fully unleveraged, reflecting our ongoing focus on disciplined capital management and deleveraging measures implemented in the preceding years. It continues to be conservatively structured with a focus on high-quality sukuk held through managed funds, providing both stability and resilience. These factors contributed to a 32% increase in net investment income year-on-year, bringing it to 49.1 million Qatari riyals. Looking at slide 8, Bima's financial strength remains evident, underpinned by a robust debt-free capital structure. As of 31 December 2025, both shareholders and policyholders' equity increased 11% year-on-year, with shareholders' equity accounting for 80% of the total equity. Shareholders' equity stood at 619.2 million Qatari riyals, supported by steady earnings and disciplined balance sheet management. Liquidity remains strong with cash and bank balances of approximately 323.4 million Qatari riyals, providing flexibility to support ongoing operations and future growth initiatives. The solvency ratio remains healthy at 340%, highlighting resilience and stability of our capital base. In summary, 2025 has been a year of sustained momentum and financial resilience across Bima's business. Thank you for your attention, and now I'll hand it back to Hari.
Thanks, Dinesh, for taking us through the financial performance for the year. We now would like to open the floor for any questions. Please introduce yourselves, the company or institution you represent. The floor is open. Please go ahead. I guess no one has any questions. Thanks for that. I think performance speaks for itself. So before we conclude, I would like to sincerely thank our shareholders, customers, and the entire Bima team for the dedication and continued trust. We look forward to sharing updates following our first quarter results. The full financial statements and investor presentations are available on the website. And should you have any questions or our investor relation, we'll always be happy to assist you. Thank you once again for joining us and have a pleasant day. Thank you.